Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this broadcast day here on this Thursday. We're praying that God has blessed you already with a good day, and if we can be of help, I'm praying that the songs and the message will just enhance your day and help you to be able to walk another mile for the Lord. Amen. And we're going to hear from the right side to get our program started today. And a song that I think Brother Gene Owens wrote this one, if I'm not mistaken. And I can tell you right now, yes, he did. It says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Amen.
Stand against an unconquering power, not the gates of hell or no other foe. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Salvation has come,
salvation has come
down to your soul. Let's shout out,
let's shout out
for the world to know. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. When the Lord moves in, Lord, fill our cups till they overflow. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Salvation has come,
salvation has come
down to your soul. Let's shout it out,
let's shout it out
for the world to know. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so, salvation has come,
salvation has come
down to your soul. Let's shout it out,
let's shout it out
for the world to know. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So let's shout it out,
let's shout it out
for the world to know. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. That's right side. Getting our program started off with a good picking number today. And we're thankful for you being with us here on the broadcast time. And we would love to have you come and visit with us at any of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church. Now, of course, the Crossroads Rescue Mission Jubilee is still going on tonight and tomorrow night and tomorrow morning at 9:30, and preachers will be called from the floor again in the morning service. And then, of course, we will meet here on the Lord's Day for our Sunday school at 10, worship at 11, and then 7 o'clock on the Wednesday night prayer meeting service. Amen. We'd love to have you come and visit for any of these services. If you're wanting to find the Jubilee or the church, we're on the same property right here on the corner of Highway 18 south of Shelby, about 5 miles at the intersection of Highway 180. You'll look for the big tent today and tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be taking it down on Saturday, so you'll find us, of course, here on the corner And we'd love to have you come for the Jubilee or for any of the services on the Lord's Day and make your plans. We got your seat saved. Come on by and visit with us a little while. Amen. Well, here's one from the Gospel Hymn Boys. We're going to stay along that bluegrass style. Amen. This one says, hey, I'm ready to go. Amen. I'm ready.
In the darkness of the night, not a star was in sight on the highway that leads down below. Well, I fell on my knees and he answered my plea. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I'm ready,
I'm ready.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Sinner, don't wait before it's too late. He's a wonderful Savior, you know. My life just began when he saved my soul from sin. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I'm ready,
I'm ready.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Hallelujah,
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Amen. Well, praise God. You like that kind of music? Amen. I do. Praise God. That's a good one from the Hymn Boys there. Amen. I'm ready to go. Amen. Well, let's see. Let's look at our truth for today, as we call it, and it is out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah again today. I think we had one from them. Well, maybe we did this one. I'll tell you, let's go to the Psalms. I know we haven't done this one. The Psalms, seemed like that Isaiah was familiar to me. But Psalm 73, Psalm number 73, the Bible says in verse number 28, but it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, and that I may declare all thy works. You know, our greatest need is to be near to God. All else is good and worthwhile. All those things will follow if we draw nigh to God. He said, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. Amen? Oh, let's get close to him today. Hallelujah. I don't know much better way to get close to him than in prayer time as we talk to him about how we feel about him today. Will you join me? Can you join me in a word of prayer? Let's pray. Father, thank you today for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy and for your watch care. Well, Lord, first and foremost, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, dear Lord, if it be any wicked way or evil way in our minds, in our heart, in our lips. Lord, I pray you cleanse us. Now, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that, God, you would accept our thanksgiving. We give you glory and praise for all that you are and all that you do. Lord, we're thankful, God, for, God, you keeping the stars and the planets doing what they're supposed to be doing last night. And again today, God, the sun's come up, and God, you've done that again. And but God, you've given us this day to rejoice and to be glad in, and I pray to be so. I want to thank you for every provision of life. Thank you for every answer to prayer. Thank you for every blessing. Now, Lord, I pray for those that may have tuned us in and they're maybe praying along with us today, and whatever they may need in their life, Lord, I'm joining my heart with theirs, praying that it will be answered according to thy will. I pray for the sick. I pray for those who are troubled. God, those that need comforting. Lord, those that need salvation. Oh, I pray, God, today that you would do that which is needful, God, that which is necessary. And God, we'll give you the praise for all that you do and for who you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Well, we're going to hear from the adult choir again today, and going to hear a song. This is one of our newer songs as well. Amen. Spencer's brought us some new songs and good old-fashioned singing, and this one is out of the old, and not out of the old red book, but it is out of a red book, amen, that we use in the choir occasionally. And this one said, I'm saved by the crucified lamb. Amen. The crucified one. Amen. Good choir singing there, and I hope that was a blessing unto your soul. Amen. Well, we're going to have one more before the message, and we'll look at the Word of God again. Amen. And we'll be back over in 2 Timothy chapter 3 if you want to get your Bibles ready. Amen. But here's a good song from Spencer and Haley and Alana filling in for Miss Leanna and Justin. Amen. Singing That I Could Go In. Amen. Well, listen to the words of this song.
He stood beside the gate of heaven, waiting to go in. And he wondered why this holy place could take a man like him. With shouts of great rejoicing and with music then they came. Of the angels standing by him, he asked what could be their name.
These are the company of prophets, the goodly fellowship of souls, who spake God's word with faith and boldness, who blessed the poor and made the wounded whole.
Oh, he fell upon his knees and cried, one of these. He waited till another band of shining ones drew nigh. They entered into heaven with a hallelujah cry. He asked again, who are these? Can you tell me whence they came? And he seemed to see the answer in a burning tongue of flame.
These are the company of martyrs, the mighty fellowship of saints, who knew our Lord and walked beside him, who ran the holy race and did not faint.
But oh, he fell upon his knees and cried, I am not one of these. Then suddenly a multitude was heard from far away. Their voices rang with songs of joy, like children at their play. He saw Rahab, he saw David, Mary Magdalene and Paul, and the thief who died by Jesus was the one who led them all.
Who are these? He almost shouted at the angels. Oh, these are the sinners saved by grace, the host of them who called upon the Savior, washed in blood and justified by faith. And oh, he leaped up from his knees. Oh, I can go in with these. I can go in, for my heart is free from sin. I've been washed in the blood, everlasting life to win. I can rejoice, I can lift up my voice, I can sing, and I can go in. I can rejoice, I can lift up my voice, I can sing, and I can go in.
Oh, I'm not worthy to go in with the patriarchs. Not qualified to go in with the martyrs. Oh, but I am saved. I can go in with those sinners, saved by grace. Well, what a great song, amen. I hope that was a blessing to your heart. Aren't you glad you can go in today? Hey, I'm glad I'm in. Amen. I'm already in, according to Paul. Amen. He's already seen us sitting in heavenly places. Positionally, we're already there, friend. But practically, we'll still have to live in this world until Jesus calls us home, either by rapture or by the grave. And while we're doing that, we will be living in some perilous times. We spent the first few 3 days of this week looking at the perilous times at hand out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And I'm not going to deal with those today. We're going to look at the precious truth we hold, and the only thing that can overcome wickedness is truth. The only thing that can keep us straight with God is the truth of God's Word. And Paul gives an example here of his own personal life in verses 10 down through verse number 13. And that's where I want to draw our attention to today. In the preaching time, in 2 Timothy 3, verse number 10, the Bible says, "Now thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea," notice this now, "yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." You say, "I don't see much truth in that, Brother Johnny." Well, Paul makes a statement in verse number 10, and I focused in on that. I'm sorry. It just come to my heart. Paul has said, "Thou hast fully known my doctrine." In other words, he's saying, you've heard it, you believed it, you're following it, and that's the truth. That's God's truth. How many times did Paul say it's not of him, but of Christ? How many times it said it's not of the law, but of grace? How many times did Paul said, "I have not attained, I'm still pressing towards the mark"? Listen to me, friend. The darker the day gets, the closer we get to the end of time, friend. Listen, it's going to carry what we talked about and preached about in verses 1 through 9, the first 3 days. Hey, that's going to happen. That is happening. That's going on right now. But, friend, just because most of the world's gone crazy, friend, that doesn't mean that you and I who are saved by the grace of God, we still have the truth. We still have the truth. You know why those people are identified in verses 1 through 9? Is because they've left the truth. You know why people are going crazy off the deep end on this newfangled doctrine and things of the podcast and the social medias? Is because they've left the truth. They've left the truth. I'll tell you what's the truth today. The Word of God, the King James Bible, is the truth, friend. I tell you what, you start deviating from that, and you will completely fall off of the deep end. I tell you what today, friend. I know one thing. Listen, we still have the truth. We still have God on our side, and praise his name, we're on the winning side. You know, it's not about winning. It's not about who's really right or wrong. It's about the Bible. It's about the truth of God. You know, and it seems to me like those that are trying to hold to the truth of God's Word are being tormented and persecuted for that truth. But this was sent to me by one of our men, Brother Daniel Douglas, and I don't know where he got it, but it's, I tell you, the truth, talking about the Bible, you know, the Bible is possible through revelation. It is given by inspiration, and it's kept by preservation, recognized by canonization, rendered through translation, understood by illumination, obeyed through activation, shared through propagation, resulting in a transformation. I tell you what, that's a pretty good synopsis of what the Bible, the truth of God. Let me tell you something, friend. But Paul said, notice the different areas of the truth, how it affected his life. The manner of life he speaks of in verse number 10. He did not forget his purpose, also in verse number 10. He had faith and did not waver, also in verse number 10. Long-suffering, charity, and patience, he held on to those things. And then, of course, because of his stand and because of his hold on the truth of God, there came persecutions. There came afflictions. There came those at Antioch and Lystra and all those that sought to kill him and beat him and leave him for dead. And boy, he reminds us again in verse number 12, yea, that all that live godly will in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You know, I understand some people's position. I do on certain. I understand where they may be coming from. But to all-out attack a work of God simply because they still believe that the Bible is God's infallible, inerrant word, the King James Bible, and just because we still believe that people ought to live by the Bible, which is God's infallible word, I mean, I just don't understand why someone will, they'll buy radio time and podcast time and use Facebook to blast people who are just trying to live by the Bible. I mean, we're not trying to push it down someone's throat. I'm not standing on the corner making someone live for God. That's not my place. That's between them and God. All we're trying to do is just hold fast to the word of life and try to raise a generation that will carry on even after we're gone. But there is a precious truth. Yeah, hey, the perilous times at hand are discouraging. But friend, if you're holding that precious truth, hey, if that there is a precious truth to hold on to, and I will say this, friend, listen, people come and people go. People say, you know, you're judgmental, you're intolerant, whatever. But listen, friend, all we're trying to do is just hold forth the word of life. I'm not promoting necessarily Faith Baptist Church as much as I am anyone that still has enough God to stand up for the truth and to say, hey, if it was good enough for Paul, hey, it's good enough for me. If it's good enough for the patriarchs, hey, it's good enough for me. And praise be his name. Oh, I tell you, there's a precious truth to hold. Now, one more tomorrow. We'll look at it as we close out this chapter of chapter 3 of 2 Timothy. Until then, God bless you. Keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.